इसको भी देख जाते हैं।
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم پھر مومنین السلام علیکم Have you ever seen someone who has lost something precious? You would have noticed that such a person is restless until he gets his lost thing. And this restlessness is directly related to the degree of its preciousness. The more valuable the thing, the more will be the restlessness. And same is the case with all the mankind. This sense of unrest can be felt in every individual. But the problem is manifold in this case, as man does not even know what he has lost. This compels him to go and search for the missing. And this applies to every individual, men and women, old and young, scholars and the ignorant. All of them are searching for something. But the experience of mankind has shown that this lost thing is not wealth, beauty, knowledge, power, or fame, as those who were after these things were still restless even after they got these things. But how amazing is this lost thing? It guides those and sends signals to those who are searching for it. But unfortunately, there are a few who follow these signals. But those who follow finally succeed, a success, the pleasure of which cannot be described. And these signals are nothing but the prophet and the books they had brought with them. And the only book which still remains intact in its original form is the Holy Quran. This book is the continuous source of guidance for those who want to be guided. And it solves the biggest problem of mankind by telling them what is making them restless. In Surah 6, in Surah 84, Surah Al-Shikak, Ayah 6, we read, O man, surely you must strive to your Lord, a heart striving until you meet Him. Verse 156 of Surah Al-Baqarah tells, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Surely we are Allah's and to Him we shall surely return. And verse 28 of Surah Al-Ra'd mentions categorically, Those who believe and whose hearts are set at rest by the remembrance of Allah, now surely by the remembrance of Allah are the hearts set at rest. Leaving no doubt for those who really want to find their missing, that Allah is the only one after which are their souls. But this is just the first signal. It's not enough. It's just like the signal which guides, but it's up to the traveler to follow it. And the road, and this road is nothing but the road of piety, the road less traveled. Now I would like to talk about the characteristics of a pious. This is chapter 12 of Ayatul Amini's book, Self-Building. Imam Ali alayhi salam describes the characteristics of a pious person in detail in a sermon to Hammam as follows. Fear God and do good deeds. Remember that God is always a companion of pious and good people. Hammam was not fulfilled with this reply and wanted to hear more. Thereupon, Imam Ali alayhi salam praised Allah and extolled him and sought his blessing on the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And spoke, God the glorified created mankind without any harm or benefit to him. One who sins does not harm him, nor does the obedience of anyone who obeys benefit him. Among the human beings, the gain will be to those who are pious and who fear God. He has circulated among them their livelihood and has assigned them their positions in the world. They possess preeminence and excellence because they always speak truthfully, rightly, and to the point. Now let's talk about what Imam Ali alayhi salam has talked about talking. One who talks too much gives away all his secrets and he does not even realize it. On the contrary, the wise only speaks when it benefits him. This is why Imam Ali alayhi salam said, the tongue of a wise man lies behind his heart. Back to this sermon. The pious man's living is based upon moderation, and their mode of dealing with other men is based on their fellow feeling, goodwill, and courtesy towards each other. Now let's see an example of being courteous by Imam Khomeini rahmatullahi alayhi. Hujjat al-Islam Sayyid Hamid Rouhani states, One summer, we went for ziyarat with Imam Khomeini and several other scholars. Imam Khomeini's timetable was such that he would come to the shrine with everybody. However, he would return back home, wash the veranda, prepare tea for everyone, spread the rug, and then served tea upon everyone's arrival. Seeing this, I asked him, "What's this? You shorten your ziyarat in supplication in order to serve tea for your friends?" Imam Khomeini replied, "I do not consider the reward of this act to be any less than that of ziyarat in supplication." Now let's see what Quran has talked about the pious person. The pious person is one whose hearts are protected against evil. Allah says in Surah 8, Ayah 29, "O you who believe, if you are careful of your duty to Allah, Allah will grant you a distinction and do away with your evils and forgive you. And Allah is the Lord of mighty grace." The pious people tolerate hardship for a short while and in return achieve comfort for a long time. Allah says in Surah Ali Imran, Ayat 186, "You shall certainly be tried respecting your wealth and your soul, and you shall certainly hear from those who have been given the book before you, and from the polytheists, much annoying talk. And if you are patient and guard against evil, then surely this is one of the affairs which should be determined upon." And the pious spend their nights in careful study of the Quran because of their weaknesses and shortcomings, and try to find ways from this holy book for improvements of their mind. Allah says in Surah Ali Imran, Ayat 113, "They are not all alike. Of the followers of the book, there is an upright party. They recite Allah's communications in the night time, and they adore Him." Salawat. The pious people live. Let's get back to the sermon. Imam Ali said that the pious people live a modest life. They do not regard their major acts as great. Now let's see what our Lord has talked about modesty. Allah says in Surah An-Nur, Ayat 30, "Say to the believing man to cast down their looks and guard their private parts. That is pure for them. Surely Allah is aware of what they do." Imam Ali said that every pious person has the following attributes. He is resolute, though tender and kind. Now let's see an example of being kind by Imam Baqir alayhi salam. One of Imam Baqir's companion, Abi Ubadiyah, narrates, "I used to accompany Imam Baqir alayhi salam in journeys. During the journeys, I would always climb my mount first, and then Imam would always climb his mount after I was seated. This act of Imam Baqir was out of utmost respect. Whenever our mounts were next to each other, he would converse with me and ask about my health in such a way that it seemed that he had just seen an old friend he had not seen for a long time, even though he had just seen me a few moments ago. I asked him, 'O son of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you act completely different from all others when you socialize with others. Your kindness and amenity towards your friends is quite different. Truly, it would be more appreciable if others did the same in their first contact with each other." Now let's talk about how our faith and belief should be. Imam Ali said that the pious person is unwavering in convictions and beliefs. We read in Ayatul Kursi, "La ikraha fid din, katta bayna rushtu min al-ghayb." There is no compulsion in religion. Truly, the right way has become clearly distinct from error. A religion is a way of life, and to bring faith into the religion of Islam means we have decided to submit to the will of Allah. To do this, we have to understand and believe in the Usul-ul-Din. Faith is what our nafs or conscience tells our intellect to accept. Faith should exist in us at all times. We should work on it in order to nurture it. And we have to submit ourselves fully to the will of Allah. Allah says in Surah Baqarah, Ayat 152, "Therefore, remember me and I will remember you. Be thankful to me and do not be ungrateful to me." Imam Ali alayhi salam was told of a Khariji who got up in the night to pray and recite the Quran. Imam Ali said, "To sleep with sincere faith is better than to pray with wavering faith." Now let's talk about knowledge in the eyes of Allah and the Masumeen. Imam Ali said that the pious is thirsty for knowledge. As martyr Dr. Beheshti puts it, any area of knowledge, as long as it does not become an instrument in the hands of Taghut, is a means of enlightenment. Otherwise, knowledge may also become a means of misguidance. The only limit set to the acquisition of knowledge in Islam is that Muslims should seek useful knowledge. Our ninth Imam, Imam Muhammad Taqi alayhi salam,
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.
He said, man's perfection is in intelligence. And our Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, on the day of judgment, the blood of the shuhada and the ink of the scholars will be weighed, and that ink will be heavier. Another positive of a pious is that they have simple hope. And Imam Ali has described, one who hopes inordinately impairs his deeds. And the pious person also has a fearing heart. Allah says in Surah Ali Imran, Ayat 199, and most surely of the followers of the book, there are those who believe in Allah, and in that which has been revealed to you, and in that which has been revealed to them, being lowly before Allah. They do not take a small price for the communications of Allah. These it is that have the reward with their Lord. Surely Allah is quick in reckoning. Salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Now let's talk about how we should eat. Imam Ali said that the pious people eat small and simple meals. Imam Jafar Sadiq alayhi salam,
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad,
said, when you eat, start with Bismillah and eat when hungry and finish eating before you are full. And now let's get into the topic of death. Allah, Imam Ali said that the pious desire death. Allah says in Surah Jummah, Ayat 6, say, O you who are Jews, if you think that you are better than the rest, then invoke death if you are truthful. Agha Mehdi Puya says, a true Wali of Allah is not only free from the fear of death, but awaits it at every turn and crossing of the path of his life with open arms. Another quality of a pious person is that he can control his anger. We must have qadim al-ghayz, which means to swallow anger and to forgive others. There's an English saying, to forgive and forget. Imam Hasan Askari alayhi salam,
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad,
said, anger is the key to every evil. An excellent example of one who swallowed his anger was Imam Ali alayhi salam at the Battle of Khandaq. When Imam Ali was about to send Amr ibn Abdul to help, Amr spit at him and Imam stopped, waited and then killed Amr. When asked about this, Imam replied, when Amr spit at me, I became angry and I did not want to kill him for my anger. I wanted to kill him for the sake of Allah. Salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Now let's talk about the actions done by the pious. Imam Ali continues to say, people expect good out of him and consider themselves immune from his harm. Even if he is found among godless people, his name will be written in the list of godly persons. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam,
salli ala Muhammad wa
says that a Muslim is he who, from whose hands and tongue other Muslims remain safe. This hadith tells us that if a Muslim hurts another Muslim in any way, physically with his hands or emotionally with his tongue, by what he says, then that person is not a Muslim. Imam Ali continues to say, he helps those who have forsaken him and have refused to help him. He is kind to those who have been cruel to him, and he never indulges in loose talk. A good example of this is Imam Hassan alayhi salam.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Mubarak and Ibn Aisha narrated that a man from Syria saw Imam Hassan alayhi salam riding a horse and started insulting him. Imam Hassan alayhi salam did not reply to the man. When the Syrian man stopped, Imam Hassan alayhi salam proceeded towards him and after cheerfully greeting him, said, O man, I believe you are a stranger. Maybe you have confused with another person. If you ask for forgiveness, it is granted to you. If you ask for a means of transportation, we shall provide it for you. If you are hungry, we shall feed you. If you are in need of clothes, we shall clothe you. If you are deprived, we shall grant you. If you are being sought, we shall give you refuge. If you have any need, we shall fulfill it for you. And if you wish to proceed with your caravan, be our guest until you leave. It would be more useful for you, for we hold a good position, great dignity, and vast belongings. When the man heard the words of Imam Hassan alayhi salam, He cried and said, I testify that you are Allah's heir on his earth. Allah surely knows to whom he assigns his message. You and your father were the most resented of Allah's creatures to me. Now you are the most beloved of Allah's creatures to me. The man then directed his caravan and became their guest of the town until he departed while believing in their love. Salawat. Imam Ali alayhi salam ends his sermon with, he never wrongs a fellow being. If he avoids anybody, it is to retain his piety and uprightness. If he forms contract with anybody, it is on account of his kindness and clemency. He does not avoid anybody because of his pride and vanity. And he does not mix with others with ulterior motives of hypocrisy, pretense, and vile. Since this sermon is filled with advices by Imam Ali alayhi salam, Hammam fainted and died during his swoon. Seeing this, Imam Ali said, by God, I was hesitating to all this to Hammam because of this very reason. Effective advices on minds ready to receive often bring similar results. Now let's recite a dua from Munajat-e-Shabaniya. O Allah, our steps of traveling are too short to reach your sacred court, and our demanding hand is unable to touch your skirt of intimacy. The wheels of desire and negligence have blocked our insight from your beautiful beauty, and the heavy curtains of loving this world and devilry have secluded our heart from attending to the glory of your majesty. The road to the hereafter is narrow, and the path of humanity is sharp, while we, the helpless, like the spiders, think of the jerked meat. We, like the silkworms, are perplexed, tying ourselves with the chains of desires and hopes, completely closing our eyes against the unseen world and the sociable gathering. Except for the divine brightness with which you may light our hearts, and for your unseen firebrand with which you may take us into rapture. O Allah, grant me to be exclusively dedicated to you. Light the eyes of our hearts with the lights of looking at you, until the eyes of the hearts penetrate through the partitions of light so as to reach the origin of greatness, and our souls become hanging onto the glory of your sanctity. Amin. Salawat.
And people